or towards the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Torah, at least the way Rashi understands it, somewhat backtracks into pre-Matan Torah, pre-Aseret HaDibrot, and Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vel Moshe Amar, Aleh El Hashem, Ata, V'Aharon, Nadav V'Avihu, V'Shivim Yizikne Yisrael, V'Shtachvitem Erachok. Following should go this part way up to the mountain. You, Moshe, your brother Aaron, Aaron's two oldest sons, Nadav and Avihu, and the 70 Zekanim. That was the instruction. And later on in Pasuk Tet, it says, Vayal Moshe, V'Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, V'Shivim, Yizikne Yisrael. They follow Hashem's command, and they walk up. Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu, and the Shivim Zekanim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us about a very unusual and almost unfortunate, maybe not almost, but an unfortunate conversation which takes place between Nadav and Avihu, and the Sifrei connects it to this event. The Gemara says, Ukvar haya Moshe v'Aaron mahalchin baderech. Moshe and Aaron were walking, v'Nadav Avihu mahalchin achareyem. And afterwards were Nadav and Avihu. V'chol Yisrael achareyem, and Bnei Yisrael were behind them. Amelo Nadav al Avihu. So Nadav turns to his brother Avihu, and he says, Eimasa yamusu shnei zekeinim halalu. When will these two zekeinim, older people, pass away? Who is he referring to? Moshe v'Aaron. Vani ve'ata nanhigat hador. And you and I will lead the generation. Now it's a little bit hard to assume that Nadav and Avihu were actually hoping that their father and their uncle would die soon. The way I understand it is not that the conversation took place in such blatantly nasty terminology, but rather, I guess Nadav turned to Avihu and he said, you know, there's going to come a day sooner than later, then we're going to be the leaders. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Hanira mi kover et mi. Let's see who buries whom. You think that you will out-survive your father and your uncle? Let's see who buries whom. And we know, of course, but tragically, we get to Parshat Shmini, Nadav and Avihu die in the first year of Bnei, beginning of this second year of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, and Moshe and Aaron remain alive till the 40th year. But the stipler, Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father, the stipler asks a very simple question. It sounds like from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Nadav and Avihu died because they made this statement, we can't wait till we take over. But we know from the Psukim that that's not the reason that they died. Anybody opens up Parshat Shmini, and we see in Parshat Shmini that Nadav and Avihu are makrivim esh zara lifnei Hashem, and it's because they brought this esh zara that the fire comes out and consumes them. So how could Chazal come along and attribute their death to the fact that they were saying, we'll wait to see when they die, we'll take over, when the Pesukim said that's not the reason? They died because they brought the Esh Zara. So the stipler has a fascinating answer to the question. Nadav and Avihu bring this Esh Zara. And almost immediately, their death sentence is carried out. We find many times that people do something wrong and they're rebuked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Navi. They're told that they did something wrong. They're given a chance maybe to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to see what will happen. And here, in no time. As soon as they came along and they did what they did, they brought the Esh Zara, whoo! Not a chance, not a moment of a chance to reflect. Maybe we did something wrong. No message to Moshe and Aaron. Maybe you should talk to Nadav and Abihu and tell them, and maybe they'll do tshuva, maybe they'll realize. Nothing, no time. Why? Why was the punishment so instantaneous? Says the Stipler, there's a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk from the Navi Micha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no say avon va'over al pesha l'she'irit nachlato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient. People do avonot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no say the avonot. He carries it for a while. He doesn't punish right away. He's over al pesha. He overlooks chatoim. But the Gemara makes a comment that even though this is wonderful news, it's not all wonderful. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Aliyah VeKotzba. There's a nice chunky piece of meat, but there's a thorn in the middle, meaning it's not all good. Because the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no seyavon v'over ha'pesha l'she'irit nachlato, to the remnants of the nation. Says the Gemara, L'sheirit nachlato v'lo l'kol nachlato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to overlook averos only for some of the nation, not for all of the nation. To whom is He willing to overlook averos? L'sheirit nachlato l'mi shemesim atzmo kishirayim. If you make yourself like, literally like leftovers, if you're humble, if you're not a bal gaava, if you stay away from haughtiness, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give you a break. But the moment you're a bal gaava, the moment that you're haughty, then you don't get a break. There's no say avon v'over al pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait. The punishment is swift and coming. No second chances. Says the Stipler, that's exactly what happened over here. He says, had Nadav and Avihu not acted or talked in the way that they did, when they say, let's can't wait until they pass away and we take over, had they been more humble, then when they had done the Aver and Parshat Shmini and brought the Yesh Zara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been no say of them over al pesha. He would have given them maybe a second chance, given them a break, an opportunity to do tshuva. But because in our parsha they talk with this degree of haughtiness, Kodesh Baruch Hu says you don't get any breaks. If you step out of line, punishment is going to be swift. It's going to come right away. And therefore in Parshat Shmini, when they did the Avera, there was no chance, no second chance, no time to do tshuva. They immediately passed away. The Avera for which they were punished was the Yesh Zara. But the reason they were punished so swiftly is because here in this week's Parsha, when they have this brief conversation, we can't wait, and they act up to the Gaiva, and for that reason, they didn't get the second chance. Chazal are telling us something very important. That the Midah of Anava and its counterpart, the Midah of Gaiva, or on the one hand something a person should definitely strive for, strive to stay away from, not only because humbleness, humility is a good Midah, and arrogance is a bad Midah, but it affects greatly our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu likes humble people. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like arrogant people. Because how can one be arrogant in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And when we act with humility, we get a break. If we act with arrogance, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily give us a second chance. Every day in Shemoneh Esrei, when we finish, we say, Elokai, Nitzala Shani Meiras, Vasayme Daber Mima, Vimkalalai, Nafshi Sidom, Vinafshi Ke'afar Lakol Tihia. What does that mean? Vinafshi Ke'afar Lakol Tihia. My nefesh to everyone should be like dust. I think what that tefillah means is, don't think of yourself as God's gift to mankind. I know you all are. In a certain sense, we're all a gift. But so often, we get slighted, and we get all worked up. A chutzpah that the person talked to me that way. I can't believe the arrogance. They pushed me out of way to get online. I was waiting. And they pushed themselves ahead. That driver cut me off. And although at times we think that it has nothing to do with me, it's just that. I remember Rabbi Franz once on a tape was talking about, I don't remember what the issue was, but he was once cut off by a driver when he was driving. He started honking his horns and he's really angry. And his wife tried to calm him down. And he said, it's my duty to teach every driver in America how to drive properly. He's really, really angry. But in the end, it was much more about he got cut off by that guy. We have to stop taking things personally. Okay. So it happened. So the person was a little bit rude. So the person pushed ahead. The person said to him, your roommate's a friend said something. A relative said something. It wasn't right. Don't take it to heart so much. V'nafshi ke'afar lakol tihi. So, okay. Doesn't mean that you have to make yourself into a shmata. But it does mean that if somebody said something, they did something. Or they didn't say something, or they didn't do something. Don't take it so personally. It's all right. Just let it be. Give the person another chance. Don't rush to judge them. Because we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rush to judge us. We want a second chance from Him. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be nosei avon va'over al pesha when we're at fault. So when it's somebody else's turn, we should learn to be no seyavo, va'over al pesha.